Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Bhagavana Vanyana Yashoda Nandana Bhagavana Vanyana Janina Tira Vanachari Janina Tira Vanachari Jaya Vanadava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Prabhupada, Gaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Gaya Prabhupada. Jai 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 శ్రీ అసంభవతి జగౌ శ్రీ అసంభవతి జగౌ శ్రీ అసంభవతి ఆగౌ జగౌ శ్రీ శ్రీల ప్రభుపా So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna, text number 11. Krita Vasantam Pavidanta Lakshmi Kasantam Nanjan Nashini Svatanila Udvikshamanam Hava Vivalikshanam Haste Grihitva Vishayantyava Gurat Kritagasantam Pedanta Lakshmi Kasantamanjan Nashini Supanina Udvikshananam Bhava Vivalikshanam Haste Grihitva Vishayantyava Gurat Kritagasantam Pavidanta Lakshmi Kasantamanjan Nashini Svatanina Udvikshananam Bhava Vivalikshanam Haste Grihitva Vishayantyava Gurat Kritagasantam Pravidanta Lakshmi Kasantamanjan Nashini Svatanina Yudvikshanam Bhagavivalikshanam Haste Grihitva Vishayantya Vagurat Kritaga Santam Tarudanta Makshini Prasanta Manjan Masini Supanina Udvikshananam Bhava Vivalikshanam Haste Grihitva Vishayantya Vagurat Vaishnavis, Vasantam Pedantam Akshini, Kasantam Anvasini Sapanina, Udvikshananam Bhavadivalikshanam, Haste Grihitva Vishayantya Vagura. Anybody else? Kritaga Santam Pedantam Akshine Kasantam Anjanma Sune Sapanina Udvikshananam Bhaya Vivalekshanam Haste Grihitva Vishayantya Vagurat. Okay, word for word. Krita Agasan. Who was an offender? Tam unto Krishna. Paridantam. With a crying attitude. Akshini, his two eyes, Kashantam, loving, Anjatmashini, from whose eyes the blackish ointment was distributed all over his face with tears. Sopanina, with his own hand, Udvikshamanam, who was seen in that attitude by Mother Yashoda. Bhaya Vivala Ikshanam, whose eyes appeared distressed because of this, because of such fear of his mother. Haste, by the hand. Vihitva, catching. Vishayanti. Mother Yashoda, catching her beautiful son by the hand, manly began to chastise him. Purport. From these dealings between Mother Yashoda and Krishna, we can understand the exalted position of a pure devotee in loving service to the Lord. Yogis, Jnanis, Karmis, and Vedantists cannot even approach Krishna. They must remain very, very far away from him and try to enter his bodily effulgence, although this also they are unable to do. Great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva always worship the Lord by meditation and by service. Even the most powerful Yamraj fears Krishna. Therefore, as we find in the history of Ajamil, Yamraj instructed his followers not even to approach the devotees, what to speak of capturing them. In other words, Yamraj also fears Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Yet this Krishna became so dependent on Mother Yashoda that when she simply showed Krishna the stick in her hand, Krishna admitted to being an offender and began to cry like an ordinary child. Mother Yashoda, of course, did not want to chastise her beloved child very much, and therefore she immediately threw her stick away and simply rebuked Krishna, saying, "Now I shall bind you so that you can commit, so that you cannot commit any further offensive activities, nor for the time being can you play with your playmates. This shows the position of a pure devotee in contrast with others like jnanis, yogis, and the followers of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies in regarding the transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutaleshmati Vibahu Prabhuti Namini Shishivindati Vira Padapanka Jadayini Prabhupada Nuvadaya Namaha Shri Vidabahavi Namaham Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutaleshmati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshitarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaiti Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse again. When caught by Mother Yashoda, Krishna became more and more afraid and admitted to being an offender. As she looked upon him, she saw that he was crying, his tears mixing with the black ointment around his eyes. And as he rubbed his eyes with his hands, he smeared the ointment all over his face. Mother Yashoda, catching her beautiful son by the hand, mildly began to chastise him. So, we see here that Mother Yashoda, out of love, is chastising Krishna. And she has that great position of being the mother of the Lord. Krishna does not give this position to anyone unless they are very, very devoted to him. Like Srila Prabhupada said, the yogis, the jnanis, the karmis, the vedantis, the yogis, those who try for yogic perfection, the jnanis who are always looking for knowledge, neti, neti, not this, not that. The karmis who are always working hard and enjoying the fruits of their labor, and the vedantis, those who study the Vedanta, those who are always into studying, like the impersonalists, studying Vedanta, they cannot approach Krishna. So that's why Krishna in Bhagavad Gita said, Bhaktya nam abhijanati, that it's only by devotional service can I be known. So Krishna has just done an offense. He has just committed an offense, and Mother Yashoda running behind him to catch him, the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt. And so Mother Yashoda is running behind him to catch him. Finally she caught him, and now with stick in hand she is about to chastise him. So this chastisement is necessary. For the parents to chastise the children is necessary. It is not out of envy or out of enmity that the parents chastise the child. It's only all love, out of love and out of duty that the parents they chastise the child. It's in fact, if one doesn't chastise the child, then that becomes an offense. Like we see, or we heard of that one story of where the young child was carried in a basket by the aunt, I think it was. Srila Prabhupada gave this story. But the lady was carrying her nephew in a basket, 2 years old. And while she was among other people who have fruits in their baskets, the child would sometimes stretch his hand over and take the fruit from other baskets. And the aunt would not chastise him. And so when he grew up, he became a thief. So much so that he had to be killed, became a thief and a criminal. And so he had to be killed by the state. So they asked him, "What is the last request you have?" He said, "Well, I'd like to see my aunt here." So they brought her aunt over, and then he was so angry that he bit off the nose, I think it was. Ear, bit off the ear of his aunt. And then he said that it was because you didn't chastise me, that's why I am like this today. If you had chastised me sufficiently, then probably I would have changed. I would not be a thief. So this chastisement is necessary. And we see also in the chastisement is a big word in our books, in Srila Prabhupada's books. We see that word a lot. Because it also applies to any elder. If you notice children or others, dependents, who are going the wrong way, it is necessary to chastise them, to bring them to the right path. Krishna does that to us also. Chastisement is necessary. So, and also the guru chastises the disciple. In fact, there is no relationship between guru and disciple unless the guru is able to chastise the disciple and the disciple is able to accept chastisement. In fact, it is described that a guru will not chastise a disciple if he knows that that disciple is not able to take chastisement. Because sometimes when one is chastised, he may become so angry that he may become your enemy, even though you might be trying to do something good for him. So but in any case, before he gets initiated, he's advised to choose that spiritual master, that guru, from whom he can take chastisement. And that is out of love. It's all out of love. The guru is chastising the disciple out of love, only to take him out of the darkness of material existence. So we see in the case of even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in that pastime with Prakashananda Saraswati and his 10,000 disciples, impersonalist disciples, Prakashananda Saraswati was telling him, "Why don't you study Vedanta? Why do you have to go out in the streets and chant and dance like sentimentalists, like ordinary people? But you appear very brilliant, you appear very wonderful, like Narayan himself. So why are you doing this?" And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being so humble, with the idea in his mind, he had an objective. His objective was to give Krishna to all these impersonalists. And he took a very humble position at that time, standing by the ghat outside where they were washing feet, and it was a dirty place. He was sitting over there. So he told them, he said, this is Adi Leela 771, you can read this verse there. Prabhu kahe suno Sri Parihara karan, guru mari mur kabhi ki karulashasam. It says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Prakashananda Saraswati, "My dear sir, kindly hear the reason. My spiritual master considered me a fool, and therefore he chastised me." And in the other verse he said that his spiritual master told him that you're only qualified to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. So Lord Chaitanya, that's all he was doing, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and chanting and dancing in the streets. And he was spreading that everywhere. So this chastisement is necessary. In the case of Yamraj, as Srila Prabhupada described in the purport, Yamraj, he is the Lord of Death and he can chastise anyone. But when it comes to the devotees, when it comes to the Hare Krishna devotees, those who wear tilak and those who have on Kunti Mala and they are devotees of the Lord, they're chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Then Yamraj has instructed his Yamadutas in the case of a Jamil. Because when the Yamadutas went to get a Jamil, the Vishnudutas came to protect him, even though a Jamil was very, very sinful. At that time he was chanting Narayan, his son, he was calling his son Narayan. So the Yamadutas, they were defeated by the Vishnudutas. The Vishnudutas were more powerful and they stopped them. Don't take him, you cannot take him. You can't drag him away. So they went back to Yamraj and said, who are these personalities that look so brilliant and they have stopped us? So then Yamraj explained to them that Ajamil was actually a devotee because he was chanting the Lord's holy names. And therefore in the future you should not approach these personalities. Those who are chanting the Lord's holy names, those who are devotees, don't even go close to them. He was fearful of Krishna himself. And we see in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, when he was chastised by his father, some people say Prahlad Maharaj was the first child abuse case. And he was chastised by his father, but he didn't get angry. This is another very important point, in that his father was chastising him, even though he was even violent to him, tried to kill him in so many different ways. Prahlad Maharaj did not protest. He tolerated. He tolerated, but he was taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. So this is necessary to tolerate. Even if someone senior is chastising, one tolerates and one accept it. Especially if one is a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, that kind of tolerance is so wonderful. An ordinary person would not tolerate, but a great devotee like this, and this is what we are actually learning in our everyday practice of Krishna consciousness, of how to tolerate all these things, knowing well that Krishna is in charge, knowing well that Krishna is going to protect us in the end. So many devotees in the past, Dhruva Maharaj, the Pandavas, and so many others, they have been wronged in so many different ways. They have been treated badly. But in the end, they came out victorious. So that is the whole idea of being tolerant, being compassionate, and having all these good qualities of a Brahmin, of a devotee. And on the other hand, we see Jadabharat, who was wrongly chastised, and like so many others, what did he do? Jadabharat, for those of you who may not know, he had already taken two births, and he failed to make it back to the spiritual world. So in this third birth, he agreed, he made up his mind and he became very firm that in this birth I am not going to let anything prevent me from going back home, back to Godhead. And therefore he pretended to be dumb, deaf and blind. But he was very strong. So when the King Yahuvana was passing in his palanquin, one of the palanquin bearers, he was tired, and so they were looking for a good, strong person who can carry that palanquin. So they found Jadabharat. So they brought him over, and Jadabharat, he took the palanquin on one side. But while he was walking, he was looking on the ground to avoid any creatures, any ants or any living entities. He did not want to kill them because that would bring karma and that would continue his world, his life in this world. He'll have to come back to pay those reactions. So he was avoiding them, and therefore, as he was moving from side to side, it was very rough on the king. And so the king wanted to chastise him. Who is doing that, and why are we doing that? So then he told his minister, stop the palanquin, I have to beat him. He doesn't understand. Go get me a stick. And then Zadabharat will speak for the first time, that my dear king, that you think that you are the king now, and I am the servant, but in our next life, I may be the king and you may be the servant. So in this way he was teaching him, and the king was amazed and surprised that none of my your helpers ever spoke to me like this before. You must be a great saintly person. So there are all these different angles to look at things. And a great personality, when he's chastised, he takes it seriously. Like in the case of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was chastised, he was only 2 years old, but his father told him that fresh mango came from the market and we eat it before it's offered to the deity. That was all. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took that to heart. That little chastisement that he got, he never forgot it. So great personalities are like this. And so we are encouraged to gradually reform our lives so we can get to this point. So even when Srila Prabhupada would speak, he would say, My Guru Maharaj, he was only 2 years old and he took a vow that he will not eat mangoes again. Whenever they would offer him mangoes, he would say, no, I am an offender. I cannot eat mangoes. So these are important things about this verse. And in the case of the demoniac kings, we see Krishna came to kill them. And in different ways, he has killed so many kings. And in the case of the Kurus, when they were trying to, when the Kauravas were trying to derobe Draupadi in the assembly house, Krishna did not kill the Kurus at that time, even though he could have. But he was waiting. He had a plan to kill all these demoniac kings. And his plan was that he was going to gather all of them at one place, at the Kurukshetra, at the field, on the battlefield. And there he would kill them all. So that's what he did. So this chastisement is necessary. And we see here, Madhyashodhara had so much love for him that she mildly began to chastise him. He was rubbing his eyes again and again with his lotus hands. And because of the ointment on his eyes and the tears, he smeared the ointment all over his face. So these are some of the points here. I'll stop there. A few more minutes left for questions. Any comments or questions? Mahananda Prabhu?
Sometimes in movies they create like time travel where they get inside a machine and they go back. And then they have these things that called a paradox, like if you go back and you try to kill your mother, then that's impossible. So it creates a paradox. So I was thinking, when you were talking about how it's a regulative principle or it's a scriptural injunction that a disciple should choose his spiritual master and decide who would be a likely candidate to be able to chastise him and everything like that. And that, to me, just one more time, it creates a paradox to the idea of being able to accept a spiritual master from a person who has already left the material plane and gone back to Godhead. How impossible it is to do both things. You wouldn't be able to choose. You wouldn't be able to look and choose, and he wouldn't be able to look at you and decide, personally, decide. And so it's just one more paradox in that whole idea.
Mm. So, Srila Prabhupada has given the system where you study the spiritual master for a year or so, 6 months to a year. You study the spiritual master and the spiritual master study you to see if you are a good candidate for spiritual, you know, to initiate you, because he's taking, it's a contract. You're taking on a responsibility. So both are taking on a responsibility. One is to follow and to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya as a disciple would do, and the other is to help and support that disciple and chastise if necessary, so to bring them back out of the material world, take them out of the maya, the darkness of this world. And that's the great love between guru and disciple. Anything else? Yeah.
So Krishna comes to protect his devotees and to annihilate the miscreants, yes?
Yeah.
So in the story of Prahlad Maharaj that you were speaking about, Krishna personally came to protect Prahlad Maharaj in that case. And as instruments of Krishna's protection, which we're supposed to be as Vaishnavas and as adults, then this protection of children is really important, and it shouldn't be tolerated. I understand your point about tolerating as a quality of a devotee, but in terms of children being abused, then this should not be tolerated, and I wanted to make that point very clear.
Good. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.5 that he names the five members of society that should be protected, and says that children, like the protection of children, is it's dependent on our, it depend, like the, if we protect children, then our life is longer, and but in Kali Yuga the life is actually shortened because of the abuse of children, the lack of protection.
Yeah. Anything else? Okay. All right. Karnapur?
I noticed there was like a slight dramatic irony in the story of the thief. Is he called back his aunt, and he blamed her for what was doing because of the chastising. But he realized that he was doing wrong. So... and you said he had to be killed for his offenses, so that would mean he'd have to have repeated it over and over, so he wouldn't take the lesson of chastising by others, because he must have been in trouble before.
So. Yeah. Usually it goes like that. You start off with a small offense, and then it gradually gets stronger and stronger. So if you don't catch it in time, it gets to that point where you got to be killed.
But I think it was funny that he was blaming his aunt, but he already knew what was wrong, because he could call her back and say, you should have chastised me. So
right.
That was the dramatic irony of the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy to blame others, even though you could have done something to avoid it. Anyway, that story was just... The point of that story was just to show that, you know, we should...
Chess has to correct.
We should correct, yeah. Whenever we see it, we should correct. It's necessary. Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.